is a summary of Modern Harmony Simplified Chapter 2. Intervals can be indicated as a big M for major, a P for perfect, a small m for minor, or a plus for augmented. The example that's written there is perfect fourth, major third, minor seven, and an augmented fifth. So if you do C, if you guys would play with me, you pick C at like the third fret of the fifth string, right? We're going to use that as our root. Play a perfect fourth from C, and it's C to F. Like, yeah. And then the major third would be C to E. And then a minor seven would be C to B flat. And it would have to be above it. Don't go down for the B flat, go up. That's a minor seven. And then the augmented fifth would be C to G sharp. So that's all no problem, right guys? Right? So then the next part, inverted intervals. In order to invert an interval, you subtract the original interval from 9 and invert the quality as follows. What that means is a major third, you do 9 minus 3 equals 6. So a major third equals a minor sixth. So what I mean by that is C to E is a major third. Do it with me. But when you do E to C an octave up, like if you're comparing it from the point of view of E to the following C, that's a minor sixth. Like if you're in E minor and you had, right, there's your flat sixth right there. So everybody with me on that? So C to E is a major third, E to C is a minor sixth. All right, now I'm going to ask you guys to make sure you're understanding. The next one, it says little m becomes a big M. So what happens if you have a, let's say a C to D? I'll call on Chad first. So that's a major second. Well, actually, no. In order to make this example work, I got to do a minor interval. So let's do C to E flat. That's your minor third. You're going to convert that to its inverted interval. What would it be? In other words, E flat to C.
E
now,
flat to C.
Yeah, there's two ways to do it. You could do it on guitar and figure it out that way, or you can do the math right here.
Yeah, it's a major six.
It's a major six, correct. How did you, do it by math or by fretboard theory?
Fretboard theory.
All right, so now do the math, so in case people didn't know how to figure that out. Well, let's take what you did first. If you were in the key of E flat, mm-hmm. you would get to C at the sixth note, like one, two, three, four, five, six. So that's how you. How did you figure out that that was the major sixth so quickly?
So I started with E flat here, and then I know that the perfect fifth is one above, and then.
Okay, perfect. So you just did it by fretboard. That was good. That was smart. But how would you do the math on paper as I suggested with the minus nine thing? So you're trying to convert a minor third to its inverse.
9 minus
3 equals
6.
And then you invert the quality from minor to what?
Major.
To major, because that's the second one on the sheet. You guys following that?
Yeah.
So, and then it's for the next person, like Hillary, I'm going to ask you to go next. This time do it without playing it. All right? I'm going to give you the interval of a perfect fourth, so C to F. And you have to tell me what F to C is.
Perfect fifth.
Correct. So perfect equals perfect, as you could see. That part is no problem. And then you just did 9 minus 4 equals 5, right? So that one's easy. And then you could also do it on guitar if you actually played, you know, C to F. You'd notice that this F to C looks like a power chord, so you could figure out that was a perfect fifth the way Chad did it. They're all perfectly valid. All right, so Taylor, you're next. I'm going to give you an augmented fifth, and I want you to invert that interval. So C to G sharp. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. This is where the theory gets a little weird. You had a tough one, and you got it right. So C to G sharp is augmented fifth. G sharp to C, like A flat to C, is like a major third. But he answered correctly. He said a diminished fourth, which is the same as a major third. So well done, Taylor.
Thank you.
He did the math. He did the math, and that's how you do it.
I mean, in terms of fretboard theory, like...
Right, absolutely, yes. So, did great. And I gave you some examples. E to G is a minor third. So, G to E is a major sixth. As 9 minus 6 equals 3, and then a small m becomes big M. So, I think you guys got all that. I'm going to move to letter C in the thing. Stacking thirds creates harmony, as in 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, all in the same chord. Could you really play that on guitar? No, because we don't have that many fingers. We only have, the most we can play is 6 notes, and we certainly can't play it as 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 1. Like, that would be way spread out. That just now I spread my hand all the way from fret 8 to fret 1. But we could all do it set, like, we could each take a couple notes. It would be worthwhile just to hear it. So, Taylor, you can do whichever notes you want since you're on Zoom, but the rest of us are going to take, each of us are going to take 2 out of the, let's see, let me pause this for a second. Here we go. It's 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, all in a row. 1, 2, 3, go. Yeah. On a piano, that's fairly easy. Like, you play piano, you could do that. You just do every other note all the way up. Now let's do it all as a chord. Like, everyone hit their notes all at the same time. 2, 3, 4. Interesting effect. So, that I don't think you guys have any problem with that. The chord classifications, like, there's only certain types of chords, and they are triad, which is 1, 3, 5. Seventh chord is 1, 3, 5, 7. A ninth chord is any 1, 3, 5, 7, or 9. An 11th chord, any 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, and 11. And any 13th is 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13. When I say any kind of, like any of these could be major, minor, or dominant. Like, you could have take the 9th, for example. You could have a major 9, C major 9, like. You could have C 9, or you could have C minor 9. How about let's do the 11th? You could have C major 11th, like. Or C dominant, we just call it C11, or C minor 11, etc. So there's 3 types of each chord, and that actually gets into letter D, which is the types of different types of chords, triads. You have C major, for example, just 1, 3, 5. You have C minor, 1, 3, 1 flat 3, 5. Diminished is 1 flat 3 flat 5. Augmented is 1, 3, augmented fifth, like. So sus is 1, 4, 5. Sus two is 1, 2, 5. And then let's go to major 7. You got major 7, you got dominant 7, you got minor 7, you got half diminished. Other 4 note chords would be like add 9, you got C add 9, C 6, C minor 6. Well, I put a ninth on that, my bad. C minor major 7, and then that's supposed to be a diminished 7, the next one, and then C7 sus. So those are other kinds of four note chords, and then you have other notes with tension. You have C7 flat 9, C7 sharp 9, C7 minor 9, I'm sorry, C minor 9, C11, C minor 11, C7 sharp 11, maybe like this, and then C major sharp 11, C13, C major 13, C7 flat 13. Any questions on that? And you guys also know that for inversions, you could have root position C major chord, or you could have a C major chord with E in the bass. The third of the chord in the bass, that's called first inversion. You could have the fifth in the bass, that's called second inversion. You could have the seventh in the bass called third inversion. You may not know all those chords, but you could figure them out, and that's how you do it. So we're blowing through that at high speed, but that's chapter 2.